Britain has a new prime minister. It is Theresa May, Britain's former Home Secretary. She met with Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace this afternoon and then returned to the prime minister's residence, number 10 Downing Street, where she spoke for the first time as leader of the new British government.
Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
May succeeds David Cameron, who resigned after voters rejected his bid to keep the UK in the European Union. She also supported the Remain campaign, but she has said she will follow the will of the voters. Earlier today, before he left office, Cameron made a final appearance before the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions.
Order. Questions to the Prime Minister.
Each Wednesday, British Prime Ministers stand in what's called the dispatch box and answer questions from the opposition.
Mr. Speaker, this morning I had meetings with ministerial colleagues and others. Other than one meeting this afternoon with Her Majesty the Queen, the diary for the rest of my day is remarkably light.
It's often a raucous give and take on the major issues of the day.
If I can go to my pet subject, Brexit really threatens. Thank you.
We do need to make sure that as we leave the European Union, we work out how to keep the benefits of the common travel area. Hard work is being
done. But overall, today, the tone reflected a farewell.
The last thing I'd say is that you can achieve a lot of things in politics. You can get a lot of things done. And that, in the end, the public service, the national interest, that is what it's all about. Nothing is really impossible if you put your mind to it. After all, as I once said, I was the future once.
David Cameron there poking fun at himself, recalling a barb he aimed at Prime Minister Tony Blair more than a decade ago when he said to Blair, "You were the future once."